Good afternoon. My name is Valletta Lang. I am the Environmental Program Manager with the Policy Branch of the Department of Toxic Substances Control. I will be the hearing officer for today's proceeding. Before we begin, I'd like to introduce Teresa Rosardo, the project lead on this rulemaking. Please be sure your cell phones are on silent or turned off. Also, I want to take care of some housekeeping items. The exits for this room are located on the north wall behind you, along the back, and along the west wall to your right. The exits on the west wall lead to a corridor, which leads to the building exit, which is left, and then to the main lobby, right. The lobby contains two main building exits at each side of the lobby, right and left. Additionally, restrooms are located down the corridor on the north wall of the lobby. There is also a building exit at the end of that corridor. In the event of an emergency requiring us to evacuate the building, please exit through the closest set of doors and continue to one of the building exits. For the record, today is Monday, August 20th, 2018, and the time currently is 1:02 p.m. Under the provisions of the Administrative Procedure Act, this is the time and place set for the presentations of statements, arguments, and contentions, oral or in writing, for or against the changes in the Department of Toxic Substances Control regulations for the disposition options for universal waste cathode ray tubes, CRTs, and CRT glass requirements in Chapter 11 and 23, Division 4.5 of Title 22, California Code of Regulations. The entire proceedings will be recorded by tape and transcribed. The tape, as well as any exhibits or evidence presented at this hearing, will be incorporated into the rulemaking file and will be reviewed prior to final approval of the regulations by the Department of Toxic Substances Control and the Office of Administrative Law. In addition, the audio recording of this proceedings will be available on our website at www.dtsc.ca.gov. The purpose of today's hearing is to accept public comments that will be part of the official rulemaking file for these regulations. Witnesses presenting testimony at the hearing will not be sworn in, nor will we engage in cross-examination of witnesses. You may present written comments to us today. Comments made today, oral or written, will not be responded to at this time, but we will address in writing in the final statement of reasons. We ask that you restrict your comments to the regulations being considered today. If you wish to submit written comments during today's hearing, you may do so at the time during the hearing. There are comment sheets on the exhibit table at the back of the room if you wish to submit handwritten comments. Please hand all written comments to Ms. Rosardo before leaving. At the close of this hearing, you may submit additional written comments on the proposed regulations through the following methods. U.S. Postal Service to Ms. Teresa Rosardo, Department of Toxic Substances Control, P.O. Box 806, Sacramento, California, 95812-0806. Mailed comments must be postmarked no later than August 20th, 2018, or emailed to crt_regs@dtsc.ca.gov. Emails must be received by 11:59 p.m. on Monday, August 20th, 2018. Only those comments received by that date and time will be considered. The proposed regulations are included in Exhibit A on the table at the back of the room. This exhibit includes the public notice of these regulations, the regulations proposed text, and the initial statement of reasons. These regulations were duly noticed in the California Regulatory Notice Register, and copies of the notice, proposed regulations, and the initial statement of reasons were made available to interested parties who requested them. Additional comments of Exhibit A are available upon request by contacting Ms. Rizzardo. Persons wishing to speak at this hearing should have registered as witnesses located at the sign-in table. Testimonies will be heard in the order of registration and will be limited to 10 minutes. Any other persons wishing to speak will be afforded an opportunity after the registered witnesses have been heard. There is also a sign-in sheet for persons wishing to indicate their presence at this hearing. Those who indicated on the sign-in sheet as an interested party will be notified of any post-hearing changes to the proposed regulations via email. To enable the audience to hear and to ensure that your comments are entered into the record, we ask that speakers come forth to the front of the room into the microphone when called. It would also be helpful if you begin by stating your name and the organization you represent. Please indicate the proposed regulatory section that each comment addresses, if applicable. With that, let us begin to hear comments on the proposed regulations. The first witness who has registered to testify is Jeremy Rosenfeld. Jeremy?
Thank you for the opportunity to present my comments today on the DTSC's proposed regulatory changes regarding the safe and effective management of CRT waste. I'm Jeremy Rosenfeld with US Ecology. We offer treatment, disposal, and recycling of hazardous and non-hazardous waste throughout North America. For years, we've handled CRT glass that was ineligible for recycling. Since CalRecycle adopted the emergency regulations in August 2015, we have been at the forefront of management of the CRT glass, providing safe and compliant treatment and disposal to the recycling industry. We agree with the proposal that the regulation should include the option to dispose of CRT glass in RCRA-permitted landfills. Since the market for recycled CRT glass has disappeared, we cannot stand by and watch this material leave the country without proper oversight, hoping that it is managed in a safe manner. As Californians, it is our responsibility to ensure that this material is managed properly with the least impact to the environment. We think managing CRT glass as RCRA hazardous waste is the best option to protect the environment in the long term. When recycling is not an option, we must look to what is the best established practices for managing hazardous material. The EPA has established rules for the safe treatment and disposal of lead-contaminated debris, such as the CRT glass. The only way we can ensure that the material is handled properly and not ending up unchecked stockpiles in third world countries is to keep it in our borders and managed according to our laws. In light of the lack of legitimate recycling options for used CRT glass, we feel that treatment and disposal in accordance with federal RCRA regulations presents the safest and most effective means of dealing with the large volume of CRT glass in existence. We feel that a fully permitted RCRA treatment facility, such as ours in Beatty, Nevada, presents the best method for handling this material. We use EPA-approved treatment methods for the treatment and disposal of lead-contaminated debris to remove these devices from circulation and eliminate the threat to public health and the environment. We are a fully permitted RCRA hazardous waste treatment storage and disposal facility with a co-located RCRA Subtitle C landfill. Every ton of material that comes in is tracked and recorded through the EPA hazardous waste manifesting system. We keep clear records of every shipment for when it leaves the point of origination through its final disposal. Before we can place material into our landfill, we are required to render it non-hazardous via treatment and confirm with analytical testing. We achieve this through chemical stabilization of the hazardous metals in the waste. We use EPA-approved treatment methods that use chemical reagents that irreversibly bind the toxic metals into an inert material, eliminating their leachability into the environment. This treated material is then placed into our landfill cells, which are constructed with RCRA-compliant double liner systems and leachate collection detection systems. Only solids displaying no RCRA waste characteristics can be placed into our landfill. Any moisture that does enter the landfill is pumped to the top and tested to ensure that there are no traces of heavy metals or other toxins. The loads are individually cataloged with 3D mapping so we can pinpoint where a particular load is placed for final disposal. This way, if any future problems do arise, we can go in and pull out material for further treatment or testing. Because of the changes in the electronics market and the lack of demand for recycled CRT glass, it is clear that safe and responsible management practices for the disposal of the CRT material is necessary. As Californians, we need to make sure that our devices are handled in a manner that is as safe as possible and does not present future harm or liability to our children nor those in third world countries. We support the DTSC's decision to allow for the disposal of CRT glass in RCRA-permitted hazardous waste landfills. We feel that facilities such as ours present the best option for the elimination of the threat of harm to public health and the environment in the long term. Thank you for your time.
That concludes the registered witness. Is there anyone here who would like to step forward and present additional comments related to this rulemaking? Let the record show that no one else raised their hand or wished to speak. And for the record, it's 1:13. I'm going to wait a respectful two more minutes. Otherwise, I can close the hearing. But I will choose to wait an additional 2 minutes in case someone walks through the door. Okay, well, let the record show that no one is here to testify. Therefore, I am closing the oral testimony portion of this hearing. Written comments will be accepted until August 20th, 2018 at 11:59 p.m. Thank you.